Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's confirmed it was the first shark attack in Massachusetts in 76 years. State biologists have concluded a man swimming off of Truro Beach earlier this week was bitten by a great white shark. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports on the great white investigation.
Scientists are not supposed to jump to conclusions, and Greg Skomel is a scientist, a state shark biologist. He hasn't been able to talk to the victim yet. He hasn't even seen pictures of the wounds, but he's pretty sure they're from a great white shark.
Yeah, I mean, the species occurs off Massachusetts coastal waters, so there's very few sharks that would administer such a bite.
What makes Skomel so sure? He talked to emergency responders. He knows the habitat of those waters, and he knows there's prey in the area, gray seals. And where there's prey, there's predators.
Based on the eyewitness accounts that we have, the presence of seals in the area, what species of sharks occur in this area, and as described to me, the nature of the wounds, it's hard for me not to conclude that these bites can be attributed, at least in all likelihood, to a great white shark.
Skomel's not sure when he's going to be able to talk to the victim. For now, he's offering several ways for beachgoers to reduce their risk, stay out of the water if there are seals in the area, avoid swimming around dawn or dusk, and stay in shallow water, 6 feet or less. Meanwhile, he says the state will step up its shark surveillance efforts, including expanding the detection system that picks up the signal of the 9 great white sharks that have been tagged in the area.
The problem is the intensity of our acoustic array is basically from Orleans south to Monomoy. We have no receivers between Orleans and Truro.
That's where the shark attack was. Skomel also says a better understanding of seal behavior might help coastal communities know when they're at risk. Gray seals were practically wiped out from Massachusetts waters for decades. Protection has brought their numbers back. They're on the move a lot, and the sharks follow their lead. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.